Hello, and welcome to the Tenaris Stories Podcast, a collection of stories from employees at Tenaris. I'm one of your hosts, Brandon Bunt, from our communications team. You'll also hear from this episode's co-host, Leah Kastner. In 2016, we began an ambitious project in the U.S. that would revolutionize our way of doing business, and it would touch nearly every corner of the company. RigDirect was launched as our new service and distribution model, allowing Tenaris to design, produce, dispatch, and run our high-quality products directly for our customers. In addition to a new, wide array of services, RigDirect brought with it innovation and technology, new locations for Tenaris around the country, and closer relationships with our customers. In late 2017, we inaugurated the new Tenaris Bay City Seamless facility with a celebration for our employees, community, and customers. RigDirect had already been growing in the U.S., but we created a video for the event that we dubbed our anthem. Here's a clip.
Whatever the reason, Texas isn't like other places, and Tenaris isn't like other pipe companies. Because we're not just a company, we're leading a transformation. A transformation in the oil and gas industry for those sweating it out in the Permian, Haynesville, and Eagle Ford.
In Texas and beyond, RigDirect helps us to bring not only our products and services to customers, but our finest, sharpest, and most experienced people.
A transformation called RigDirect that brings more than 60 years of global experience and state-of-the-art technology for the next generation of energy. With all the pipe you need, whenever you need it.
We'll hear today from employees all around the RigDirect cycle. But before we meet them, how exactly did we get here? What makes RigDirect so unique? For more on that, I would like to introduce you to Leah Kastner.
Thanks, and hello. So the U.S. market has always operated on a distribution model, meaning pipe manufacturers like Tenaris would sell their products to a distributor who would store, inspect, and dispatch to the operators out in the field. This approach proved to be successful for several years as we continue to build business throughout the U.S., Then, we saw the opportunity to streamline our supply chain through a series of investments and the construction of Tenaris Bay City, making us a one-stop shop for our U.S. customers. RigDirect was the first service model of its kind in the country, and all of a sudden, we were serving our customers better than ever before.
Thanks for the explanation. Now, the cycle. What are we talking about here?
The RigDirect model runs in a cycle from the moment a customer thinks about ordering a pipe to the moment a well is run with our product and we complete the job. This covers technical consulting and string design, product manufacturing and testing at one of our U.S. locations, dispatch and inventory management at one of our service centers, and finally, running assistance on the rig. It's a beginning-to-end process, and we provide expertise in each step of the journey. That can be a lot to take in, so why don't we speak to some folks who will make it a little easier?
You read my mind.
I'm Tram Nguyen. I'm with the technical sales division, or we call it TESA. So if I refer to TESA, it will be technical sales. Technical sales is what we build a relationship with the customer in a more technical role, more engineering focus, and that will help us align ourselves with the commercial goals that CFE or commercial front end like sets for us. So some of the services we offer is string design, material selection, failure analysis, and product optimization.
How does the RigDirect sort of process get started?
First, it's that initial contact. And so we try our best to, you know, get in front of the customer before they even know that they need us, right? Mm-hmm. Because that really helps us build that relationship. So we work with the commercial team, CFE team, and we're both under the umbrella of sales and customer relationship building, right? We work hand in hand in order to make sure that the customer gets like the best experience from the mill directly to the rig. So, the process is like a giant circle. So both us, TESA, and CFE, we kind of understand what the customer needs, and the commercial team more handles on the planning side, anything to do with money, cost, and making sure they get delivery on time and things like that. And then TESA will work on the things that don't really deal with money. So you're seeing discussions with the engineer, what kind of product should they use, what kind of can this safely get downhole, what kind of special considerations should I take in keep in mind when mm-hmm. I'm running the pipe. And so throughout the entire process, commercial and Tessa, we're talking to each other to make sure, okay, this is what I heard from my side and this is what I heard from my side, and making sure that we get the best value to our customer, right? Mm-hmm. I think the number one thing that we do to provide value is to optimize their operations, either by making sure they don't have the same failure that they used to before they switched to us, or, you know, suggesting material or grades, weights, ODs that we know that will work safely in their environment, things like that.
When we kind of talk about optimization there, mm-hmm. obviously, if you own a well, you're already kind of the expert on the drilling side, right? Mm-hmm. Where does our expertise fit into that equation that mm-hmm. You know, maybe our customers are missing or are looking for?
Mm-hmm. So the environment's always changing, right? Mm-hmm. And because we have so many interactions with different customers, we can pull that knowledge. Like, okay, we know this person is doing this and they've been doing it fine, but this person might not know that. Mm-hmm. So we can draw from other experiences with other operators in order to optimize those solutions. So like in Gulf of Mexico, for example, we have developed connections for operators because of something they were facing. Mm-hmm. And we're launching that connection, you know, throughout Gulf of Mexico, and it's been a hit and things like that. So
the landscape now of drilling in the U.S., you have a mix of large and small mm-hmm. operators, right? What yeah. is the value of technical sales to a small operator versus a larger one, and maybe vice versa?
We put the same 110% in a small or a large operator. If you're one rig, if you're six, or if you're 20, mm-hmm. we will always do our best. And we always put 110% in supporting your operations, right? In general, smaller companies might see the value in technical sales because we can help them in some parts of their casing and tubing design, right? Just to help relieve a little bit of that workload. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, with larger operators, I mean, they're always trying to push the boundaries, innovate new solutions and things like that. So sometimes, like we were saying, they need a specialized solution, and we need to either tell them that this will work for your application, or maybe the solution hasn't been created and we can help carry out projects that demand flexibility and creative thinking. And that's kind of where technical sales is and can help them.
Right. And the best for last, the Permian, uh-huh. lovely Permian Basin,
yeah.
Which is booming, as maybe we all know. And if you don't, it is. What makes this region such a good fit for Rig Direct, and how does your team kind of help that?
So, I mean, like I said, we're changing mm-hmm. with the new technology, and we've done it in such a way for such a long time that we can help realize the areas of improvement and understand where times are changing too. So with Rig Direct, with so many customers in the Permian Basin, it just makes sense for us to introduce this service-oriented way of purchasing your casing and tubing. You know, mm-hmm. you can knock it out, you know. Not only do you ensure quality in your pipe, you ensure that you get it on time and, you know, there's no problems with it. And if there are problems, you have a huge support group in order to back you up and help you understand the failures or how do we make it better. Mm-hmm. Making sure people understand that we're there every step of the way.
Right.
Not only with technical sales, but with, you know, our commercial team and, of course, our field services team. Like, we're all there to help and make sure that the operations go as smoothly and efficiently as possible.
All right. Yeah. A one-stop shop.
Yeah, exactly. I love that term.
So if you're a Rig Direct customer, you've now made an order that's designed to fit your specifications. Next, that order is going to go into production at one of our facilities. The pipe making process itself is fascinating. We'll save that for its own episode. But for now, we'll jump to the next step, pipe management services. And where better to do that than...
Permian, Permian, Permian. The word, shorthand for the Permian Basin, is a shale deposit in West Texas and southern New Mexico. It's also the hottest drilling region in the world, helping to turn the U.S. into a net energy exporter for the first time in decades. The center of the region is Midland, Odessa, Texas, where our Tenaris Midland Service Center has been operating since 2016. It's here that literally tons of product arrives from our manufacturing facilities and prepares for delivery to well sites throughout the area. That's quite a lot of pipe to move around, and what better way to explain that than lead forklift operator Miguel Soto.
Currently, I am the lead forklift operator out here. I train most operators on both machines here in the yard, and we go as far as training even the LOs on their aspect.
An LO is a logistics operator, just so you know the jargon. It's an employee that, among other things, helps load and unload shipments of pipe as they move in and out of the service center. Very much the boots on the ground, if you will.
Of course, with Rig Direct, without logistics, without what's moving around in the yard, nothing gets to the rig. So talk to me a little bit about how you and your team kind of work with the other players in Rig Direct to deliver this product on time, to get everything moving along in the cycle the way it needs to.
It's a process. You know, it always starts from our CFE team.
CFE, by the way, stands for Commercial Front End. It's part of our sales team.
And once they get the order, you know, we communicate with the logistics controllers up in the front. They give us the loadout sheet, and it depends. Then it becomes the team outside where we verify product, verify footage, verify truck counts, you know. And there's different aspects as to loading it to where we know about estimate what time we can make it or how long it will take for us to load trucks. We load, we verify, and like I said, it comes down to planning, like I said.
Yeah.
Before we move on, there's one word Miguel mentions that I'd like to unpack, verification. You see, in the olden days, if you will, pipe shipments would move from mill to yard to well, all counted and verified by hand. While that's still an important part of the process, now we're able to use tracking and traceability technologies to help gather the information Miguel is mentioning for customers: shipment details, location, estimated arrival times. We use QR codes and RFID chips and our in-cap protectors on pipes to help our yard operators organize and move product around efficiently. These are technologies that are embedded in the production process. Some tags are even printed directly onto the pipes in finishing. These tags are then scanned using systems like Tenaris Pipe Tracer, which automate pipe counting and tracking in the system, and then are finally hand-verified before being sent out. The addition of tech tools in this part of the process speeds up reaction time for us as a supplier. Okay, back to Miguel.
I mean, I guess the biggest challenge will be the way of doing things, you know. The people out here in the basin, they're used to any way possible, just get it done the fastest way possible. And like I said, Tenaris is changing the culture of safety. And that's one thing that we implement a lot of our effort on, is to making sure it's done the safest way possible. Mm-hmm. There's new products almost every month coming out here, and you know, it's a big learning experience for everybody, mm-hmm. including myself, you know. And I believe, you know, with Tenaris bringing all the advancements that they're making out here, I mean, I feel like it's just pushing the standard up higher for everyone else out here.
A quick note on maybe a surprising aspect of Rig Direct. While we've been creating advancements in the process, a new model has allowed for advancement in people. Here's Miguel on how that's affected him personally.
Beginning with Tenaris, like I said, there's always room for advancement here, you know. You see, I started very low, and now I'm moving into a supervisor role. You know, not just being an operator, not just being a logistics operator outside, not just a logistics controller, but trying to move up. And like I said, Tenaris, they don't hold back. If you want it, they let you prove that you can get it. No, it's not just, oh no, seniority doesn't really matter much here. It's more of what can you do. If you come up with Tenaris, you see the career path that you could go through. It's not just a job. Like, I don't see it as a job, I see it as a career. I think Tenaris is one of the best companies that I've ever worked for out here. And I mean, out here, like I said, it's big companies. Tenaris is probably not the biggest company out here, but it's one of the biggest. But working with Tenaris for 3 years now, it has the best benefits, has the best, like I said, career opportunities. It's just great. Mm-hmm. I really do love Tenaris on how they run their whole operation and how they don't hold back on letting people move up.
Mm-hmm. Miguel has moved up quickly at the Midland Service Center, but his story isn't totally unique. RigDirect's rapid transformation of our business model and the leadership needed to bring it to life have resulted in opportunities for many. One such individual is Mauro Flores, an employee who moved from El Paso to take an hourly job at the yard. Here's how RigDirect became a part of his career journey.
That was when the company was first starting here in Tenaris, in Midland, sorry, in the RigDirect business. So I was like the third group to start here in Midland. I started from the ground, started moving up in the ranks. I started an auxiliary, then it was called a logistic operator. It's handling the tablet, picking jobs, receiving material, and still throwing boards, and still doing all the physical and all the system programs. And from there, I got moved to the dispatch role as a logistic controller. I did that too as well. And I worked a lot. And after a while, they offered me the position of analyst, which is my current title right now. I'm a logistics analyst. My main role is to control the dispatch, anything receiving, outbound. And it's been a ride. Definitely right now, at the position I'm at, it's definitely a career choice. It has given me, like I said, more than I bargained, more than I thought I was going to get. It has been the best experience of my life. Back home, I don't think I would be where I'm at. Like, where am I right now? I don't think I would have been able to get it back in El Paso.
No, for sure. I think one of the parts of your story that's so interesting is moving from the ground up and coming here when you did, you've seen, I mean, not just the rise of RigDirect in West Texas, but the creation of it, right? I mean, you played a role in it going from this idea that we had and then literally, you know, chalking boards and getting trucks full of pipe out to yards to, you know, kind of planning and the dispatch of them. How have you seen RigDirect change through your own eyes since you've been here?
It has changed a lot. Back then, before when we started, we would take long on doing one truck, two trucks, three trucks. And the volume that we used to send out to receive, and does not compare to what we do. We do triple the amount that we did before with a good core of people that have been able to keep this place running. Mm-hmm. Because it starts from outside, from supply, from commercial, from everyone. Like, I mean, everyone right now has pulled their own weight, has made this place possible to where we are right now. Mm-hmm. We have evolved a lot. We've gone better, we've gone faster, safer on training, safer on loading, unloading, on trying to please the customer and please the drivers too, because they're the ones that stay here too long or don't stay here too long. So it has improved a lot. It has changed a lot the way how efficient we can be. Mm-hmm. I think it's works smart, not hard. So we've developed to right now a point that we can work smarter and still do it safely, but still be efficient. Try to say that, you know what, we did a lot of work and we got home safely.
Mm-hmm. That's not the first time we've heard safety mentioned in this episode. It's one of our core values at Tenaris, and committing to safety helps make RigDirect run smoothly.
It sure does. I think we should talk about what safety looks like in a service center and in all of our Tenaris facilities for that matter. Taking a safety-first approach means just that. Before someone operates a lift or scans a pipe out for delivery, that employee must analyze the work at hand and the risks involved. From there, they need to define the safest process possible. In most cases, this is provided in the form of work instructions, especially in a manufacturing setting. But in a pipe yard, like where Mauro works, movement is constant between people, equipment, and product. So safety has to be more than a value. It has to be a mindset.
logistics and dispatch, you're almost like the gatekeeper, right? Of, you know, coming in from the yard and heading out to the facilities.
Yes.
How do you handle that challenge of kind of keeping everything on schedule and making sure that, you know, this is kind of the through point? What does that challenge look like on a day to day?
It's challenging. We do have a lot of trucks going in and out, have a lot of volume. We might have slow days. We have, like, most of the times it's rush days, but we're like constantly moving, constantly doing something. But like I said, I don't think I could do what I'm doing if not for the people that I have that I work with me, because there's a balance. So you know what, this person can take care of this, this person can take care of this, and I can take care of this and help them out and plan ahead. And we're all learning throughout the day. Like, if it wasn't for the people that I have working with that make it possible to make this not as stressful as it could be,
mm-hmm.
because we deal with emails, we deal with yard radio, they're calling us on the radio, calling us on the phone, the dispatchers, trucking companies, and commercial. But there's a lot of stuff that we gotta do at the same time. We gotta multitask. And I think the key is mainly to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Multitask and be patient. Have a lot of patience. I think that's the main key for being a dispatcher.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not patient, then you cannot multitask.
From order to design, production to distribution, the Rig Direct cycle has already moved through many people in our organization. Now, it's time for the final piece of that puzzle, field services. To guide you on that last step in an order's journey, let's meet George Foster.
George Foster, I am the field services manager for the, we call it Deuce North, or really the northern regions outside of Texas. That's Haynesville, Marcellus, Utica, Bakken Rockies, California, and Alaska.
Like the Permian, these are all shale plays or oil and gas producing regions in the U.S., stretching from northeastern Texas up to Pennsylvania.
So how long have you been with Tenaris?
With Tenaris now, I would say a little over 4 years, I'd say. I started off in the field as a service specialist. Came out as a complete greenhorn. I had no idea what oil and gas was, nothing of Tenaris. I went to school for marketing, so I came in. Our employer of the area, or the recruiter for the area, was like, look, give me an opportunity, and I ran with it.
Before we get back to George, I want to give you an idea of just how unique a job in field services is. Our field service employees move from rig to rig, giving technical assistance and support in the field. Their expertise ensures that Tenaris products work and work well at the most crucial moment, downhole. I asked George, since you don't go to an office every day in the traditional sense, what does a day in the life look like?
Through the tree line, with the windows down, you just hear the diesel engines, the hustle and bustle on location, keeping an eye out for your fellow workers walking across, doing what they have to do. So you're there to really monitor an entire operation. My guys arrive, they check in with the company men, they get a tally sheet, which just lines out exactly what you're running, your tools, your accessories, the whole nine yards, and how the operation is gonna go. Down to the point where we say, hey, on this joint, we're gonna fill casing just to gain some weight, to circulate here if we have any gas issues. So you understand exactly what the operation is gonna entail before it even starts. And then we walk into our VTI, or visual threat inspection, portion of the job. You're going out to make sure, from a Rig Direct standard, that the right and best quality product is going to be what's going to be run in whole. So you're checking both pin and box. You're checking the pipe body to make sure there's no damage during transportation or offloading. During a clean and drift, to make sure, you know, the threads are in working condition. No one used a pipe wrench, or there wasn't any damage while rolling the casing. There's a lot of different things. That's what field services is there for. We're there to make sure that the customer optimizes their time once they're ready to start running casing in whole.
I know that that's a good deal of rig talk, so if you're unfamiliar, here's the main idea. George and his team have a wealth of knowledge in every aspect of the product and its proper use in the well. The idea is that any potential problem on a well can be foreseen, managed, and solved. Every step of the process ensures not only the performance of a product, but the overall safety of the rig.
How long are you on a particular rig at a time?
That is it can be complicated, but it can also be easy. You can be on site for 12 hours. I mean, we'll just talk about like the jobs in the Bakken or North Dakota. Jobs can last anywhere from 10 to 14 hours. Or worst case scenario, Marcellus Utica, we've seen jobs last 9 days. So you're working 12-hour towers, you and your relief are pulling half days each, and you're just keeping an eye on the entire operation. You give the company men anything and everything you got.
With such a fluid schedule, George says that adaptability is key, but that RigDirect's introduction in the region has helped to streamline the processes that he and his team use to ensure the success of their products.
RigDirect was, for the North, was a blessing, honestly. A lot of our customers are RigDirect, and it allows us to have that transparency as to when and what a customer is running. It makes the transparency with the customer a little bit better, so you can understand when they're going to run production casing, which is what we're predominantly out there for. We know when it's being delivered to location, and we can reach out to that customer and have them have that peace of mind that, hey, you know, they are really taking care of us. We want to avoid a non-productive time, or NPT. So RigDirect has allowed us to see into the mind of a company man, understand how the operation is drilling, and be able to better forecast when our work to have a specialist on location will be coming around.
Mm-hmm. How does that integration work when you have field services, you know, kind of closing the circle, if you will, with the customer?
I think it does well. I mean, we have a great back office between the coordinators, the dispatchers, and then the open line of communication that we have with the specialists. So, I mean, it really closes that gap from a commercial side of things to supply planning and QA, QC part of our business. So, you know, if there's something that we see on site and it did come from our mills or however it was handled, we can provide that feedback and better, you know, the product that we are delivering to customers.
RigDirect helps us to be more local than ever before and to reach our customers in real time when it counts.
Supply and service you can depend on, come hell or high water. Because hell and high water have already tried their best. But the rig never stops, and neither do we.
So whether you need a technical expert like Tram, lightning speed from someone like Miguel or Mauro, or help on the home stretch from someone like George, our folks have got your back. Special thanks for this episode to Tram Nguyen, Miguel Soto, Mauro Flores, and George Foster for sharing their stories with us. Production for Tenera Stories comes from Jonathan Salas at Salas Productions, who's going to tell us a bit more about our audio and music in this episode.
Thanks, Brandon. Audio effects for this episode include Tape Deck by Matt Kane, available at soundbible.com. Truck and Rig sound effects by Silent Partner, available at epidemicsound.com. Music on this episode include Ticker by Silent Partner. Last Man Standing, Sting by Silent Partner, available at epidemicsound.com. New Orleans by Jamie Lono, available at musicbed.com. And finally, Tenera's Anthem voiceover provided by Rick Lance.
Thanks, Jonathan. If you'd like to learn more about RigDirect, visit tenaris.com/rigdirect, where you're just a click away from more information about us as well. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. If you have an idea or a story to share with us for an upcoming episode, send us an email at communicationsusa@tenaris.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll hope you'll join us again soon for more Tenera Stories.